shot me. Again. Oh, I was just healing from last week.
Stay down, motherfucker. Stay down. Stay down, motherfucker.
I'm out of ammo.
Welcome to Apocalyptic Times. My name's Travis Spencer, and I'm here with...
Nick Khalil.
Dave Duarte.
Jamie Z.
John Derby.
John Derby.
That was a sexy new voice I've never heard.
Who's this guy?
Well,
I'm the new guy, apparently.
tell us a little something about yourself, John.
My name is John Derby.
We already established that.
Yeah, hi, but John. I like to say it over
Wait,
and over.
It's John Derby?
It's marketing.
John Derby. Well, what's your Twitter fucking account?
I'm an old man. I have no Twitter. I have no Facebook.
You don't even have Facebook?
I was trying to convince him.
Well, just skip it. Like, get to Google Plus.
Yeah, I'm just waiting.
Just go to Google
next,
Plus.
Yeah,
it's the next thing. It's here, dude. Get it.
Google Plus.
I'll invite you.
It knows everything. It does shopping for you. Everything. It reads your brain.
So I don't have to run my own life. That's perfect.
It posts for you as well.
No. It's not that you have to run. You don't have to run your life.
You get to do so much more.
You get to be so much more productive.
You probably don't know me that well, but I'm not that productive.
Well, that's why this Google is here to help you. Like,
I don't.
It'll be John
Google.
Plus.
Like, can I have Google help me play video games?
It will tell you what to do. It's going to tell you how to live your life.
Yeah, actually, it
someone
knew that,
should.
It knew I wanted a Justin Bieber poster. I just went home and it was there. Hanging on my wall already.
Wow, they got inside your house?
If it gives Bieber merch, then sign me up.
You need a new poster with the Yosef.
I've got Bieber on my ribs already.
That's dope. Did you guys download the new Google Hand? It's a third hand for jerking off, so you can stay on the computer at all times.
Does it actually...
It's amazing.
No, they should have two hands because one's got to search the Google.
No, I mean, you have your two hands while it's jerking you off. Google
That's fantastic.
Hand.
That's better than the stranger.
I mean, it is a stranger.
But I'm saying, does that third hand also, like, because you should be able to, like, relax, put your hands behind your head, you know?
Right, that's probably on the upgrade.
Okay.
2.0.
That's the pay version?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the free app. Free app is one hand.
The free app is one hand that will jerk you off, but the pay app actually searches for you.
It's called the light version, not free
app. You upgrade to the second hand to click.
The light version, yeah.
And post. It posts
99 cents for different hands.
No, that's...
Change your hand skin.
That's the app with ads.
Black hand? Yellow hand? What are we doing today?
I just want a hand for cleanup.
I want a man hand.
All right, that's enough about this stupid shit. So we got some positive comments this week. I heard that we were engaging. And we also got a letter that wants us to, or wants Nick in particular, to sing more DMX lyrics.
Thanks, Mom.
Your mom knows DMX.
Get at me, dog.
So we're up to what, like 3.5 listeners?
Your mom just likes dogs, that's all, right?
Just because your mom's a rough rider doesn't mean she's down with DMX.
So sweet, thinking about doggies.
It's good to know that Nick's mom's a rough rider.
Dogs bark. Exactly.
She had to put the Wu-Tang on hold after a while, so she's a rough rider now.
Wu-Tang got old.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, once ODB died, it just wasn't the same.
It's not the same.
No,
it was. Big Baby Jesus.
They only had nine other rappers.
You know what I think Wu-Tang needs? Like two more rappers.
It doesn't sound the same.
They don't have enough.
It's like Dr. Pepper if there's only 26 different ingredients. Because
no,
it's just
not at
missing
all.
That last one.
It's
you know?
Mr. Pibb then.
I wonder how many.
Not even Pibb Extra, the old school.
Yeah,
old.
Oh, that
I wonder
extra.
How many Dr. Pepper references we can make on our podcast.
Ask Nick Khalil.
Yeah, well, I'll make one at 10, 2, and 4.
Usually we do them on the 10s.
Yeah.
And as always, we're playing the Nick Khalil pun game, so every time home listeners hear Nick make a pun, drink.
We have homeless...
Homeless,
listeners.
Homeless nurse.
Regardless, they're drinking, that's for sure.
Homeless nurses, actually.
There we go.
That's our target demographic.
I was going for the pun there.
Good one. Good one. Don't drink to that. We got some revisions from last week. I need to make it very clear to everyone that we do not sell pot. We do not send drugs in the air. Or what was it? UPS? We do not send drugs
FedEx or UPS.
Yeah.
And I have a couple notes.
DHL we do.
Sean O'Reilly Jones is not a pedophile, and he never killed that prostitute. So those are the revisions.
As far as we know.
These are the revisions legally that we had to get out of the way.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of her, though.
What about what Vlad said about the whole once you go black thing? That just...
Are you going to revise that?
Yeah, I don't think he really meant it. I think he was trying to go for a joke.
What was the joke?
He said something about once you go black, you've got AIDS. And I don't think that's actually the case.
That's no, just
when you
up.
Go African, you get AIDS.
Yeah,
he that needs is to. Probably
that's
true.
More.
Yeah. I think that's. I think that was yeah. one of those that was lost in translation.
I think so.
It's yeah. a language thing. It's
black isn't necessarily African. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like we had this discussion with the Neanderthal thing because yeah. you know some people on this board thought it meant you could be a racist, but that's not true.
Whenever right. there's a, possibly a free pass to be a racist, you know that we have to jump on it.
Well, I mean, it could have been scientific reasoning, you know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, everything I say is based in science. That's a fact.
Well, because he is Neanderthal. We already covered that.
Yeah, look at that brow. It's a strong brow.
That's why I just carry around beakers and tweezers and goggles. And
what about Homo habilis and stuff?
Do that's, get a pass? That's too far outdated.
Damn.
What about Lucy? Oh, and the Sean's prediction that the world would end when the podcast ended oh, yeah. didn't happen.
That did not happen.
But we haven't seen him yet since, so he might have died.
World his world ended.
Yeah. yeah. So.
For his sake.
Hopefully.
It was a plan. It was a suicide, actually.
Yeah, hopefully he was right.
That was it was a, it was an audible note.
Just that was read, his goodbye.
Should have read more into that.
That's a good way to do it because it's so obscure no one will ever find it.
One way to go to be right.
An audible note.
Audible
I'm going to leave this encrypted message on my computer.
Play this podcast backwards. Yeah. Brilliant.
Goodbye.
Somebody one day will find this on the internet. And they'll remember me.
Hopefully somebody remember finds this on the internet one day.
We are still hoping. Well, for the third person to find it.
Yeah.
Which might be your mom.
For us to quadruple our listenership.
Yeah. Get that's going to be big. People. That's going to be big. We'll probably have to celebrate that day.
Yeah.
That's the main reason why we bring guests on the show is just so they listen to it. Like, listen what I was on.
We got four people now.
At least we got one more listener this week.
Awesome. So that leads me right to my next question, Mr. John Derby.
Yes.
We ask guests on the show, how is the apocalypse going to come about?
I was prepared for this, actually.
I did some research.
I did research. I won't show up unprepared. I'm going to have to go with aliens. I suspect that they're going to come and juice us for our minerals
right.
in some way, shape, or form. But I don't think it'll be at a point that we're thriving, so we'll probably welcome the overtaking.
I'll get
point.
Juiced by an alien that, yeah. for my minerals.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they take, like, if we're, like, the best of the species, they'll take the best of the species so they can make the next
right.
species.
I have to imagine they'd take some sure. of us. I don't think everyone would go out. Like, they'd save a couple, for sure.
right.
Yeah.
For testing,
I think for the bulk of them, and deservedly so, would be juiced.
Yeah, you got to take.
Wait, Jews?
Jews. Yeah, bye-bye, Jews. Yeah. Jews are juiced.
Later, Jews, you're the apocalypse. No.
Oh, so you're saying Hitler was an alien.
Could have been.
I'm not saying he's not an alien.
Ancient Aliens Season 3 starts Thursday.
All right, I'm really? On it. I'm on it.
Hitler, so you're Hitler, nice plug. Alien technology. I know. I should work for the History Channel.
Yeah, right.
So you think a few humans will be saved, at least for like alien zoos?
It won't be,
we'll
you.
Be the
I'm
guys
sweat.
Behind the tank. Not me. I'm no. probably not.
I don't think. Yeah, not zoos, but for the repopulation of the world.
Why would they want to repopulate with the
because
old?
They want to no, they want to
we'll
introduce
be their
a
reality
new species.
Television. I think we'll be like their version of Jersey Shore. Like, we'll right. be terrible, but they'll be like, but it's so fun to watch. Like,
right.
it'll be that.
Put us in little pins back on the home planet.
Yes, exactly.
Look at them out the sun tanning. Huh?
Give them a little see
that?
What they do.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows the sun is bad for you. You will get cancer.
Haven't they heard of melanonin? Melon, was that it?
Melatonin
is what helps you sleep yeah. at night.
That's, yeah, that's not the same thing. Melanoma. Like, you're looking
melanoma.
For
melanoma. Thank you.
You were looking for megaloma.
that would actually be a good thing to draft for, like the first people to be taken from the planet by the aliens.
Oh, by round by draft. Skin cancer.
Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson.
How would you prove it though? Because I mean, if I was an alien, I'd take from them and then do all the anal probing and whatnot and put them right back in.
Well, right when you get there, you open up a shop and say, established in 2012, Jamie's Snack Shack.
Here, you went to a new planet and you opened up a snack shack.
Bring all the food from America.
That's me.
Like, hey, we're selling burgers, shit. Fries.
Starts a whole new world with a snack shack.
I'm copywriting my shit. Like, right? I've been here since this date.
Can't leave Earth without corn nuts.
He's gonna be the first pizza place.
Make a good hot pastrami.
Planet Zucor.
Get some aliens fat.
Yeah, we'll own you, fucking aliens, eh? Try to fuck with us Americans.
It all starts with some fucking hot pastrami on rye.
That's right.
Starts.
We'll
and
put
ends.
A food stand on one of your major street corners.
Oh yeah. I mean, if any food can do intergalactic travel, it would be Twinkies, probably.
Definitely.
Twinkies can actually. Yeah.
They might even taste better after they're in space. I don't know. Yeah,
they actually use them as satellites.
Or deep fried.
Deep fried Twinkies. They have those in their repair.
Oh my God.
There'll only be carnival food in the new world.
And in this new world, the atmosphere will be as such that carnival food is actually good for you.
Yeah, fried butter's like vitamins.
Yeah.
Deep fried.
Dude, our DNA will just adapt perfectly to it.
We'll
take all our fatties there that love fried butter.
Yeah. Joey Chestnut will run the new world. Yeah.
That's the new wave of evolution.
New wave of
all of a sudden, everybody from Wisconsin has a purpose in life again. It's like, wow.
Ouch.
I think it was Mississippi, actually.
Coney Island is the new Zion.
Mississippi is the fattest state in the country.
You're outing whole states. Yeah, like 22% obese or something, right?
22? No.
Like, no, it's like 36. They're all over 20%.
The average.
Right?
22
the speed. Average.
20, yeah.
Their average body fat percent is just 22%.
Right.
Which is amazing because they don't really have much teeth down there. So they just inhale the food.
There's nothing stopping it.
You don't need teeth for beer.
Twinkies.
Well, they try to go, like, they'll try to go for exercise down in the Mississippi River. And then they fucking wash away. So those people don't even come back.
They sink like a stone.
Yeah. Those people get washed down to Alabama.
All of a sudden you're swimming with the fishes.
Roll tide.
It's good to get rid of those dirty fucks.
Those are the healthy ones.
What do you mean? Noodling is such a healthy sport.
They don't think of it the same, though. Like noodling. I thought that was a competition. How many noodles you could eat in 1 minute.
No, it's shoving your arm down a catfish's throat.
Tell us more.
I thought noodling was making love.
I thought it was cuddling, like...
I thought it was like the happy fisherman.
It's like spooning, but you put it in her ass, right? That's noodling.
You really fill in the spaces, you know what I mean?
I thought
your
it was
noodles.
Just that fucking floaty thing that you have in the pool.
Oh, yeah, the pool noodle. You know? That you replace noodles. Every season.
Fun noodles. Yeah.
I thought we were going noodling. You're all naked in the pool.
These are all actually correct answers.
It's true.
So many different... See, this is why foreigners get all fucked up when they come to our country and try to learn English.
Every word means 19 things.
10 different meanings for fucking one word and 10 different words for one meaning.
Well, it's like that even listening to Irish people or fucking English people talk because they've got a metaphor for everything, you know?
Why are you taking a piss on the English people? What are you doing?
I hate English people.
Mind the gap.
It's okay.
The worst.
Mind the gap.
Your distaste for foreigners grows every day.
Well, distaste for anybody who's not from Arizona.
Ever since I moved to Los Angeles.
So do you call them limeys? Is that how much you hate
limey
them?
Fucking bastards. No, I just, I like Americans, you know? Fuck the rest of
no,
them.
You don't. You like about 20%
I will.
Of
I'll fuck any driver and any other Brit.
Any Brazilian, I'll fuck.
Like the 1%. Oh, I'm not talking about women.
Women can be from anywhere.
Yeah, I'm talking about guys. Who gives a fuck about
just take the whole soccer team on, right?
Who
now?
Cares what race you are if you're a woman? If you got a vagina and you're not over 145 pounds.
Hey, what's
going
on?
Oh, and that
now?
Even that's like, because a 5'10 girl.
That's what I'm
she
saying.
Still be hot.
I'll take the 220s. I'll take the 220s.
Well, let's say the cutoff is 145 150 unless you're 6 foot tall.
I was gonna say, how tall is this bitch?
Then we can play new games.
I know you guys are tall. You guys are in a different game. Like the tall girls, you know. Like,
yeah,
you a girl that's 6 foot tall, like I'm not gonna go for it.
If she's 6'8", 150 is perfect.
That's all muscle too.
That's lean muscle.
Yeah, right. I've
she's seen... also the star of USC's basketball team.
I just don't want you to talk yourself out of some pussy.
Right.
When some 148 comes up.
No, it's all it's all height specific.
Can you please get on the scale for me? Fuck.
Weighing in at.
Do you know?
Jump into my arms. I can gauge.
Where's the iPhone app? There's got to be an iPhone app.
Yeah,
you scan
the scale.
I was so hard 3 pounds ago.
146. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
5'10".
Throw up real quick and let's try this again.
I was ready to go a couple kilos ago, but
now. Once you lose the shirt, we'll talk. That'll take you out that extra pound.
Let me see what you look like naked.
Wait, why don't you take that tampon on out?
Oh. Speaking of disappointments. My disappointment of the week is that none of us picked Amy Winehouse on our celebrity death pool. What the fuck? How did we not guess Amy Winehouse?
I think nobody wanted to pick too close to reality, you know, because like we were all afraid, like, oh, we predicted we're the ones who caused it.
Feel bad. Yeah.
She went to rehab. We had hope.
Oh, no.
She didn't want to go to rehab,
but,
actually.
But she went and left.
Didn't she do it a couple times?
Right. Yeah. She
like
went.
Only within the last month.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
That's why she hadn't put out a song in a while.
But that was just for alcohol, though. That's. Yeah.
We don't know about the heroin.
What was it heroin that?
We don't know yet.
Was it? No.
Well, she was bulimic. She was really, a heroin and coke crack addict.
Just a fucking hot mess. Alcoholic. That's what killed her.
They did the autopsy.
She was probably manic depressive.
I'm
you know.
Sure it wasn't one thing.
It was everything.
Like, it's a plethora of everything. She's a fucking mess. That's
it was. You know what happened? The problem was she got fucking molested as a kid by her uncle at some point, I'm sure.
And her face was hit by a truck.
Is this is
no,
this
just, because if that was so hurt, she wouldn't have a big beak like she did.
Is this just your theory?
Theory, yes. Oh, okay. I can't prove it.
Well,
I just know in my family that's how it worked.
When she was
what happened to you?
When she was 10, Uncle Chuck touched her in bad places.
Uncle Huey.
Somewhere there's an Uncle Chuck pissed off right now.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Chuck Winehouse. Chuck.
You'll have to retract that.
It wasn't me. Yeah. It was fucking Charlie. Yeah.
Charlie. Charlie Alehouse.
Distant second cousin.
It wasn't me.
Maybe the worst joke I've ever heard. That's almost as bad as Nick's puns.
No. Hey,
nothing.
Yeah, someone should have to drink for the Charlie Alehouse.
Somebody should suffer.
All of us.
So you guys want to talk about the Norway massacre?
Oh, God.
Shit is crazy. They're saying today that there might actually still be bombs out there that weren't detonated, like he set for a time release later that they haven't found yet, because there was a bunch of missing bomb materials from, I don't know, it's like McVeigh. What did he buy? He bought fertilizer.
He had a bunch of fertilizer. And
yeah,
shit.
It's shit like yeah. that. It's yeah. shit like that that's missing. Like,
but it's the large amounts of the combinations of things.
Yeah,
that, yeah,
yeah. And it's just the gases that actually come off the fertilizer that explode with whatever.
I'm just making a very important lawn.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
Roman Gardens is coming by.
That's probably what he was. He was probably a landscaper for that. What was it, like a kids camp or some shit that he attacked? God.
But did you see the way Fox News reported that?
No, what'd they say?
No.
Oh, they were saying it was Muslims.
Totally, like they're like, there's another jihadist attack on Christian.
It must be.
Western.
Oh,
yeah.
and they were
going with it like totally. They totally bought into it. And
did you hear the one guy?
Fox News fucked something up.
No way.
No. Like Colbert was talking about it. Like, no, yeah, it's obviously fact because they have their ways of finding out the truth.
Yeah.
They've obviously tapped everybody's phones in Norway to find this out.
No, but did you hear the one guy? He was like, the girl said, "Well, he looks like he's Norwegian," and the guy's like, "We're not going to speculate on that yet because we have no idea what kind of disguises the Muslims have."
Oh, man.
He was serious too. It was so fucked up.
He is a Norwegian.
Oh my god.
We don't want to speculate.
He like laughed at her that she said that. We're not going to speculate on that yet because we have no idea.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
That
ma'am.
Might be a bomb strapped to his face.
Yeah. I'm going to dress like a Norwegian. This is my costume.
Next, next thing you know, they'll be trying to deny gay people rights.
Unbelievable.
Does that happen?
I don't think so.
We're in California. Everybody, it's just roses and flowers and rainbows out
here.
Rainbows.
Why don't you ask your family why we're not able to get married with, you know, like, and I say we, like me and you.
I'm like, were you guys dating?
Something you're not telling us?
I know, that sounded pretty angry.
It ended our relationship, really. I'm just not going to be in a relationship that's going nowhere.
I know you're all about commitment. I can see that.
I know, that sounded so personal. Why don't you ask your family?
Going somewhere, if I can't get married to you someday.
How many years has it been? How come there isn't a fucking ring on my finger?
Because I'm
broke.
Why
don't you ask
bitch?
Your family, like asshole?
Like your family threw the parade to not have gay rights.
They did. They did, actually.
Just likes to have his options open, you know.
Prop 8.
No, they did. Yeah,
we came up with some money.
He's Mormon.
My Mormon family.
He's from Arizona and he hates Mexicans. I get it.
He doesn't hate them. He just wants them to go back to their country.
No, I'm getting over it. I'm getting over it.
Prop 8, it's more like prop
God,
hate.
God doesn't hate, okay?
Prop hate. You saw that bumper sticker? Hate.
Was there a bumper sticker?
I'm sure there was.
Well, you can't just say I'm sure.
No, you just marketed that shit.
Because I had such a great idea, you can't just assume that it's already out there.
Prop H8? Yeah, we saw that.
There was just a lot
everywhere.
Of tattoos of Prop 8.
There's a bunch. Damn gay it. People like slap it over their mouth. Have just pictures with it.
No, they don't slap it over their mouth. Come on now. Like, on the side. So that way the mouth is still open.
Oh, right,
right. There you go.
Ready for action.
Yeah. Prop 8, right here.
Prop 8, yay.
No, see the...
Or you put the sticker right in the middle of your mouth, so you're like, ha, break through the hate. Glory hole.
Someone has a little bit too much experience.
Wow. Someone's thought about this before.
He has thought
right
about
now.
This, hasn't he?
I got a proposition for you.
Is this what you did as head cheerleader in high school? when God. The football players run out through that... Through the piece of paper, they'd run out naked, and you'd be bent over
he'd
doing
get on
a chair.
He'd get on his knees with the banner over his mouth. Like, come on, boys.
Bring it.
Homecoming.
I was a lot smaller, more petite then, you know, like it worked.
So you were on top of the pyramid?
Yeah.
I wasn't like the a catcher. Bottom, though.
It is. It's a whole other meaning to homecoming.
He looks like a bottom.
I was both.
We discussed this with Nick last week. We were trying to get out of Nick.
Trying to get it out.
If you were a bottom or not.
Oh.
Top or bottom. What did we ever decide?
Bottom feeder.
You're a bottom?
I think for the right guy.
I don't know.
For the right guy.
Yeah.
I think Nick's a little passive. I think
he seems romantic.
I like having the vantage point of standing at top though. Yeah.
Well, you can be a bottom on standing.
No, but I mean like I like to be up higher.
Standing bottom.
To be in control.
There's no problem with that.
What position do you play? I'm the standing bottom.
Only problem is
I don't want to know how you can do
only
that.
Only problem is you're a bit taller than me and I have short legs.
Yeah.
have to stand on a
there's
stool.
There's something about just grabbing your neck that I enjoy so much too. Where,
well, you can always reach behind you and grab my neck. It's not a problem. I'll have to stand on your stool.
Yeah.
Well, is that a pun?
Wait.
That's really soft. You'll just squish right through that. So maybe this hard chair over
it's
here.
It's not the only thing that's soft.
That's just not right. It's just not right.
Soft is white.
That was the only thing for the apocalypse I had this week. That was it.
The bottom or the top? That was apocalyptic?
Yeah.
Are
you
like
a bottom
the
or the top?
Ends, though.
No, my Norway masker. That was it. Thought we were going to talk about that longer.
I mean, there's.
Well, we can.
We got amazing stuff going on. I mean,
what else?
Jesse James just broke up with Kat Von D.
Oh, that is big time.
I thought they got married.
Is that apocalyptic?
But surprisingly, they didn't go through with it.
What
oh, my.
All right. Well, okay, so what is going to be her next tattoo then?
Oh, no.
Who knows?
Is she going to do her own, you know, a picture of Jesse James on it with like fucking
on her leg?
In the shape
yeah,
of
on her
a
leg, but with a knife going in his neck?
Or a bullet wound in his face?
Or a Nazi killing him?
I still want to fuck Sandra Bullock, so I don't know.
Sandra Bullock?
Are you still sad for her?
I'll be sad for her if she wants me to. I'll do whatever she wants.
I'll do whatever she wants.
She's only like 46, like, right?
Works no, for me.
Dude, you could probably do her without a rubber.
I've done like 22-year-olds that look 46.
Without a rubber.
She's what? A 46 that looks 44.
He's like, you see how Amy Winehouse was only 27 but looked 50? I've done chicks that look older than her but are younger.
But we're younger. I've been places,
it's crazy.
Man.
I've been, man.
Seen some things.
I fucked a chick while I was shooting her up with heroin.
Seen the inside
that
of some
happened
things.
Happened once.
Hey, forget about
I
it.
I was
let's
tying her off
that.
While she was tying me off, huh?
A gouge?
Here's a vein you can shoot up.
Up yes.
You can end any sentence like that.
Yeah, you really can.
Up yes.
Up your ass.
Yes.
It's like
I'm gonna
she
go
said,
to the market.
You can end
up your ass.
You can end any sentence like that. Up your ass.
It's usually where I end my sentences.
It's because you're educated.
It just
because
feels right.
Once you're up there, you can't say anything else.
That's why you got a degree.
Up your ass.
Up your ass.
Hey. I think I lost my watch.
Your mom had a degree.
Up your ass.
That's really gross because that means you fisted somebody's ass.
And I was still wearing a watch.
That means it's time to wipe.
That means you did it in like 1991 was the last time you could have done it.
I had a really deep.
Yeah.
It was hard to get to the.
I was just thinking about City of Slickers when he was delivering that.
It's an itch. Yeah,
losing his watch.
Oh, City Slickers.
I don't think we think enough of City Slickers.
No?
I think we should reference City Slickers way
more. I mean, how come there was no City Slickers 3? Why did we stop at 2? This could have been, we could have been at the 14 by now.
Jack Palance died.
I think no more.
He died, but that was part of the movie, though.
Well, you can't, it's not Weekend at Bernie's, man. You can't just drop the fucking guy up.
You find Curly's gold, and then you move on. What did they do with the gold?
They were spend milking it? I don't know. For a did sequel. Like,
you could have brought Charlton Heston in or something, you know?
Kill him off in 3, you know?
Well, if it... They could bring him back now with just CG.
You could have had him like with his rifle and like them trying to pry it from his dead hands, and it still won't come out.
He brought in Amy Winehouse, like find her go. Too soon. I'm sorry.
Awkward.
Going to peace.
No, totally. Well, we should work on that and pitch it because I think we could do 3 now with CG.
Easily.
Do the ghost of Curly's gold.
And who's not demanding City Slickers 3 other than Nick?
You know? I don't understand.
I mean, Billy Crystal hasn't done anything
what
in a while.
What has Billy Crystal
Daniel
done?
Stern hasn't done shit since Wonder Years, I think. Was
Well, that guy was good, though.
No, that's Celtic that Pride, man.
Oh, yeah.
Celtic Pride,
he's
man.
He's still living off the fat of that leg.
Who isn't, to be honest, though?
Him pretty and sure David that Wayans are high-fiving weekly with that royalty check.
I'm pretty sure the gaffer and the best boy grip retired after they did fucking Celtic Pride.
Not going to get any better than that.
The AD gets a tear every time that comes on Showtime. Like, God, that was Pride.
Yeah, they retired their jerseys.
Hey, Damon, you see what was on? Yeah, buddy.
I think I'm going to start following Damon Wayans on Twitter just to tell him that I watched Celtic Pride last night.
Man, I saw Celtic Pride. Hey, I cannot watch Damon it without Wayans. Crying. It's like Field of Dreams.
Only for Celtics.
I love that movie.
It's like the fucking Sandlot, but for basketball fans.
Who was the other guy?
For black people.
Who was Daniel Stern's buddy in that?
I don't know.
I don't either. Someone Google that shit.
It was
Google that shit.
Who was what? What are we looking
at?
The
other guy in Celtic Pride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dan
I didn't watch that movie.
No, not Dan Aykroyd.
I'm the only one. I'm left out of the loop.
It is Dan Aykroyd.
Is
You're
it?
Absolutely right.
Am I?
Yeah.
I didn't even have to
that's,
look it
that's
up.
That's a good
you
job
just,
out
you
of
just
you.
Figured.
All right.
I mean, what was Dan Aykroyd doing in, what was that year, 92?
Blues Brothers was
yes.
right before
Blues Brothers 2000.
No, Blues Brothers 2000. That was later.
It was in 2000.
It was in 2000.
There was an original Blues Brothers, too, you know.
Yeah,
that
was
way
earlier.
Yeah,
that
was in
earlier.
The 80s.
That was like late 80s.
Fuck, dude. John Belushi was still alive at that point.
Yeah, it was before Belushi died.
Because he did act in it.
Wait, what happened
when he was alive?
Right.
What happened to him?
John Belushi?
Bad news.
Yeah, yeah, he died.
Is that why he hasn't come out with anything?
Bad news.
Fine.
I thought
it wasn't funny.
Where's Chris Farley, by the way? Speaking of funny guys that haven't made movies for a while.
I was pretty sure after Animal
House. I think he's still sulking about Beverly Hills Ninja.
Which was a great movie.
He's been working on the sequel this whole time. It's going to be epic.
Oh, wait, what was that last one with him and Matthew Perry that he died during the making of it?
Almost Heroes.
Almost Heroes, yeah.
Oh, Almost
It was released. But like, apparently they finished that gem right in time.
Yeah,
thank God.
It was kind of like John Candy and Canadian Bacon.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That was his last one.
Or was Wagons East his
Wagons
last?
East.
I think,
Wagons,
Wagons
East,
East
was
definitely.
John Candy's last.
Which is
John
funny.
John Candy was fucking awesome, though, man. I loved that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
Come on.
Uncle Buck
is Great
dope.
Outdoors. Are you kidding
great
me?
Outdoors.
Yeah. Great Outdoors is amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't he the chauffeur in Blank Check as well? Like the kid's only friend?
No,
Nick Lee. Nick's always with a fucking
that?
Nickelodeon or Disney
Blank
Channel
check.
Fucking
Blank
reference.
Check.
You remember Blank?
You know Freddie Muniz. Malcolm in the Middle.
What was
the guy
what was
ran
your,
over the kid's bike and he wrote him a check because he felt bad, but then he forgot to sign
totally
it.
Totally,
yeah, it was a Disney Channel.
He became Mr. McIntosh.
Based on a true story. Right?
What was your fucking Disney Channel reference last week?
Boy Meets World. Was that? Oh, was
whoever the chick was on it?
Topanga.
Yeah, Topanga. That's what it was.
I'd still fuck Topanga.
Gee, I told you. Where were you last week?
You kidding? That chick was so thick, like even in junior high.
Yeah, she was.
Holy shit. Lips and tits. That's all she had.
This was the debate last week.
These guys were giving me shit, and I showed them a picture. They're like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
And her name's fucked up enough that you know she has some issues. Like
Topanga.
She's named after a canyon.
That's got vagina written all over it.
I would drive her like Topanga Canyon. Fuck.
You know, I've been really wanting to get into your canyon.
Topanga.
Yeah. Thank you, John. You validated.
It's a long
5-minute conversation.
It's a long and windy road.
Let me put that to bed with Topanga. I would totally do that.
No, the debate was that while Nick was at home watching Nickelodeon and fucking the Disney Channel, I was out getting high and banging chicks.
Can't you do all of them the same? Yeah. Couldn't you watch Boy Meets World while someone's riding you with a blunt? That sounds like America to
me. Way too much going on.
You've got to believe, man.
Why do I vote if I can't do that?
You can do it all. Well, you're only 14 because you're still watching Nickelodeon.
No,
so you
I watched
can't
it
vote
on
yet.
Reruns as an adult. What's wrong with that?
They just still brought watch back that, shit. That 90s thing going on Nickelodeion now. But they have like a whole 90s thing going on with like all that and Are You Afraid of the Dark and
Are they Alex bringing it back that? Or are they playing reruns?
They're like doing reruns of it. They brought it all to the TV channel now.
Like Nickelodeon like Gas. Month. Remember that?
It's the night. Which one?
Nickelodeon Gas. It was like a classic sports Nickelodeon channel with a bunch of
Did they have those like pigs, the cartoon pigs that played a bunch of random sports and got killed and stuff?
This sounds awesome.
I don't remember.
Do you eat
sports.
The pigs after they die?
It was just a random cartoon
with
on
Angry
Nickelodeon.
Birds?
Ooh. This is all very
By the way, who plays Angry Birds here?
I do.
I've actually never. I've never played Facebook, Twitter. I've never played,
I've played Angry Birds. I've played it, but I deleted it.
Why'd Thank God.
Why? Because you got hooked on Cut the Rope or something?
No, the ninja, Fruit Ninja.
Fruit
That's the shit.
Cut the Rope
much better.
Is much better. Cut the Rope is awesome.
No, Fruit Ninja is the shit.
So, Derby, you still rocking a Motorola brick or what are you?
I'm still on Dig Dug. Get that fuck out of here.
Still playing Snake. Dig Dug.
Snake was a great game. I was really good at that one.
That's the only reason I bought a Nokia.
You got Nokia? Let me see that shit.
You're probably still good at Snake.
Let me beat your high score real quick.
I still have
Let me. I'll give that phone back to you in 5 minutes.
You guys don't get Dig Dug on your pager? Like, what the fuck?
You play games on my TI 83 Plus. So I play
Drug Wars. That's all I got to say is Drug Wars.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, we got to take a break.
Litbex. Number one selling vodka soap tampon in the world. Here for personal testimonies, we have rap group Concrete Saints from their recent Volshevka tour.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, with the Concrete Saints and
shit.
Man, you know what, I just want to thank Vlad and Vlad Pax for, you know what I'm saying, really pulling this out.
Oh, yes.
And being, you know what I'm saying, number one out here in Vlachevka.
Yeah,
or Flatchevka. Yeah, Flatchevka.
It's Volshevka.
Oh, okay, yeah, Flatchevka, yeah, like we're saying. And, you know what I'm saying, we're out there, there was gang of bunnies out there really having a good time and shit, but we just Lots noticed that it, I guess it was that time of the month, and
yeah, it was Sunday Bloody Sunday tour,
Bloody Sunday,
you know,
and
I mean?
Shit, you know what I'm saying, God, and they were going wild. We ran out of merch and shit, we didn't know what to throw at them, and since it's, you know what I'm saying, a Vlad Pax tour, you know what I'm saying, out there in Flatchevka, we fucking decided to just, you know, open up these bags and packs of Vlad Pax and throw them out in the crowds. Ladies were loving them. We actually pulled one out, and you know what I'm saying? And she loved it. She went nuts, you know what I'm saying? We gave her the Vlad Pax. We slapped it right there on the G, and that's how it was.
Yeah, it was liver than two live crew in the motherfucking house. My God, this is very, very attractive.
Oh, yeah, the Concrete Saints are my favorite. I went to their concert, and they ran out of T-shirts, so they gave me Vlad Pax. So you know that I usually don't like the taste of vodka, but my pussy can't tell the difference.
Oh my God.
So thanks a lot, Vlad Pax.
Oh my God. Oh my God. She has the most beautiful flowing red hair. To recap, number one vodka, number one vodka, number one vodka soaked tampon, number one rap group in all Volshevka region. And as always, Vlad recommending two in the pink, one in the stink. Vlad Pax tampons. It just feels right.
Welcome back to Apocalyptic Times. All right, we're back. What were you guys talking about before we left? Oh, I don't care. So, did you guys hear about this Oregon Representative David Wu? He had to resign. It was said that he's been accused of making unwanted sexual advances. There's questions about his mental stability and there's a picture on the internet of him in a tiger suit.
That's hilarious.
He just might be a furry.
No. So wait a minute. Everyone in a tiger suit is mentally unstable?
No, he's absolutely a furry. He's a sex freak.
What if he just really likes Frosted Flakes?
Tell me the tiger's been a pitch man for decades. Yeah. No one's trying to lock him up.
What kind of tiger was it? Was it a Bengal tiger?
Or was it
a Siberian tiger?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if so, he could have been a P96 user.
Are Siberian tigers orange?
Yes.
Or are they more of the yellow?
No, they could be. They could go from orange to white. It's more of, like, the white is the albino one, but we still call them Siberians.
Well, it was an orange tiger suit.
It's good, you don't discriminate.
No. It could have been Tony. I won't rule him out.
It could have been. So, Vlad, where you been? Where were you for the first half?
Just overseeing everything, producing.
I thought you handed away that role.
No, I produce. I am producer, executive.
Oh, great.
Of course.
You're doing a great job, buddy.
Of course I am.
Doing a great job.
Everybody knows that. You don't need to say it.
What are we advertising this week? I didn't hear the commercial.
We are advertising more Vlad Packs. Vlad Packs are making their second round of insertions.
You're reintroducing them to the public?
Reinserting them, yes.
Yeah. Second go around is public, yeah. Yes. A little sloppy, but still successful, hopefully.
Oh, it's very successful. Great successfuls.
Yeah.
Is this your second order from the manufacturer?
Oh.
Or is this the first batch?
Oh, no. This is, we make a lot. We make a lot.
Have you got any feedback? Are the people in America loving Vlad Packs?
Nobody eats Vlad Packs. No, they put them in their vaginas. No feeding.
No. Oh, is that what you do with them?
Well, it's two of them you do. And one you put in the stink. You know, you don't always put everyone up the pink.
Always the pitch man. Always the pink pitch man.
One in the stink is always good. Everybody like.
So do you know this David Who guy? It seems like he might be somebody you're connected with.
No. Obviously, he sounds like he was Asian. So I would not know him. Perhaps I employed his company to make some fucking products for me. That's it.
But this article I was reading kind of sounded like he was doing P90X. I thought maybe he bought it from you.
This is true. I'm not sure. I don't keep public records for my
no receipts you can look up?
No, there's nothing traceable. No.
Always a good business model.
That sounds like a great business.
Of course.
Only the Russian kind of business model.
No, complete anonymity when you are ordering from Vlad Productions. Yes.
Oh, do you sign a waiver?
Oh, yes.
You have to agree to a bunch of things, like that you'll be raped and pillaged and you might be the next wife or Vlad's bridal.
Well, if you are good looking. Like David Wu, he has daughters, no?
I don't know.
Well, he does not know.
Had daughters.
Little tigers.
Little tiger daughters.
So they want him to step down because he might be a fuzzy?
Furry.
He's got the
one who likes to do sexual things in a costume.
If I got fired for every job that I had sex on or in a costume...
You would never got fired.
Yeah, I probably would have gotten fired zero times. It's not fair.
It's not like he raped somebody though. It's just he put on a costume and got his freak on.
That's how do you define rape? He resigned.
He resigned though.
They asked for a description of the rapist. They described fucking Tony the Tiger.
It's rape. Yeah.
Right. It's rape.
That's not good for
that's
business.
Great.
Yeah. How's it feel, Tony?
Great.
good for you.
9 essential vitamins.
Yeah. You son of a bitch. You stole it out of my mouth.
Who needs more milk?
Kellogg's is a pretty big company. They'd probably put an end to that pretty soon.
Oh,
we're going to get an email from Kellogg's for sure.
That'll be next. Sure. That'll be this
Lawsuit.
Week.
Lawsuit.
Of course, they'll have a replacement, Tony, in no time.
You guys know how deep these furries get, though, right? So they'll
how when
they
deep
about 6
how
inches.
Deep.
No, they take this shit seriously. Like the whole like
balls
get deep and shit. All right, this is what I'm talking
they
about.
They do furry conventions, right? And the whole weekend you can't talk. You just grunt to each other
that
or make
so
or make your animal sounds. Whatever your animal
you
is,
you have to growl the whole time.
Yeah, you have to make And they request from the hotels, they go like giant fucking litter boxes. They take shits in litter boxes.
In litter boxes. Wow.
So I get to kick it with a chick for a whole weekend just so who doesn't talk and I don't have to see your face. Okay.
And you get to be a fucking furry. Exactly. Yeah, but you get to watch her take a shit and then bury it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I mean.
And then she paws at you with
at least she
hands.
Buries yeah. it.
And then she rubs up against you and purrs. How do you
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
Then that was actually the more appealing.
Yeah. All you got to give her is a little catnip. You're good.
Yeah.
God forbid it's like a skunk fur.
She's yours.
Shit on you or something.
I normally use roofies, oh, yeah, yeah. but if she's into catnip,
that is not cool. What if somebody is it? Yeah. Jimmy had a good point. What if somebody's a skunk
fur? You dress
furry?
Up as a skunk and you bring a little stink thing with you.
Yeah. Shit on
that would actually
you
be great. We need to go to a furry yeah. convention.
People enemas.
Or
enemas and spray that shit on
dress up as a honey badger.
Honey badger doesn't give a shit.
Oh, look at that fucker. Look at that
honey badger's
fuck.
All the way in that asshole.
Look at that
fucking getting
fuck.
Stung by a cobra. He doesn't give a shit. Like, lazy piece of shit.
And what is he going to do for the next week? Eat cobras. Dirty, nasty.
Honey badger 69 anything.
You could just show up. That's like free range. To murder people because you're the honey badger.
Like, oh, what are you, a king cobra? Ooh, I'm gonna eat you.
So I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. You're a fucking beehive. Here I go. I'm gonna get right in that shit. Eat all your honey. I'm gonna get your honey.
So do they have Velcro over their privates where they just kind of remove?
It's
the
like a flap. Yeah, it's a flap in the ass.
That means gonna, it's fucking not yeah.
So is that's every fuck.
What if it's a two-person horse? I mean, is there some costumes that require teamwork? Would you just be the ass end of a horse for a whole weekend?
I don't know. You want to go to the next one?
And are they connected on the inside?
Yeah, and then how would you poop? I mean, how would you bury your own poop if you're a horse?
Horses don't bury their own shit. They leave it out there for on the trail.
Shit,
for
yeah, yeah.
So you have to keep walking while you shit.
You know, but no matter.
Shit.
You'd be shitting in the costume. Awesome.
No matter what animal you are, you get a litter box. And you just shit in a litter box.
No matter what animal.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. That's not real. So that's not realistic.
So if you're not dressed up like this. A dog, can you not do doggy style? Like, everything has to be like.
Well, I think all animals fuck doggy style.
Horsey style.
I really don't know of any animal that does missionary.
You don't go to the zoo often.
I guess not. It seems like it's all doggy.
Mormons.
I saw a gorilla do missionary. It was beautiful.
Did you really?
It was romantic.
Was it a gorilla? Or
like licking on nipples and full on making out?
It was foreplay and everything. It was
that
awesome.
Sounds hot.
Was it a real gorilla or was it a chimp or orangutan or what?
Or was
since
that,
I made it up, let's go with gorilla.
Or was that the, or was that the Reggie Bush, Kim Kardashian sex tape?
That was the rise. That was subtly racist.
That wasn't even subtle. That was that was hit you over the head with a fucking
point out the subtlety.
Well, I figure he's getting released by the Saints. That's cool. Might as well fucking kick him while he's down.
Might as well kick him before he gets his $4 million contract.
Because it's not like he hasn't stolen $40 million
already, right? Right.
That's what I'm saying. He'll get another contract.
Punt returner ever.
Oh, yeah. Most overrated guy out of college.
Speaking of which, except for Matt Leinart. Fuck that guy.
Oh, well, what about Jamarcus
Russell? At least he slipped to 7.
Yeah,
or 10, wherever the fuck he went.
But at least Bush he's at least a decent player.
If
Matt Leinart can't even get off the bench.
If he was drafted like 15,
he'd be all right.
We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just that when he goes second.
Yeah.
But everybody thought he should have been first, too, so whatever.
No,
maybe he should run through the tackles once in a while.
Ow!
Maybe he should grow a pair of balls.
Hey, get a fucking set on your bush.
Hey. Yeah, why are you throwing that bush around?
Up your ass.
Why don't you get some balls?
Well, that's really not a surprise.
Oh, yeah. He does work out a lot.
His last name
though.
Isn't balls.
He's
a big Pete Carroll's going to pick him up and just get all of his old SC Trojans so we
probably.
Can pay him less than what they made at SC.
Right. Exactly. Hey, we had good times, guys, right? Good times.
Hey, Leinart, you're taking a pay cut, but you can come sling the rock.
And you got to suck my balls.
Again.
Yeah. Exactly.
You owe me $40 million.
You remember recruiting? Yeah. Let's do it again. Speaking of that, guess what's back? The NFL. Lockout's over.
There is a game.
Excited? Yeah, seriously.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Now fat people can watch rich people get richer and play football.
No, we can just watch.
No.
We can watch black people kill each other on the field. That's really what's exciting.
And the rich people
again
up,
with the subtle race.
And the rich people up in the boxes get richer, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just modern gladiators. Yeah, and it's exactly. fucking awesome. because I'm poor, but I'm not the one in the
but
brain.
At least, exactly. At least now it's less plantation-esque.
Yeah.
And they're actually getting guaranteed contracts.
They cut the grass really nicely now.
Yeah.
But you still get to do the thumbs up or thumbs down, but with your fantasy team.
It's like Sparta got HD, and I get to sit on my fucking couch. It's awesome.
Right.
You do thumbs up if you want to play them that week, or thumbs down.
Yeah, you get to own players.
Exactly. I'm like Caesar on my fantasy football.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to start this week, all right, buddy?
Yeah.
Get in there.
Throwing you in the ring first.
Ridiculous.
Hopefully this one dies this week. Fuck.
I've never been more violent than when I'm doing fantasy football lineups or, like, watching it live scoring when you're on rough. That Monday
yeah.
night game.
Oh, man.
Needed someone just like, dude, 100 yards and a touchdown is fucking easy.
But you have done
speed. I wish the worst things on people.
I try to not watch at all. I think if I do it this year, I'm not going to watch at all.
Why would you not watch football, though? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, for one, I'd have to pay for it. For two...
You don't have to pay.
Yeah, you can just go places or
no,
watch it online.
You can get that shit
online.
No, if I want to... Yeah, stream but if I'm streaming it, come on, man. That's fucking gross, dude. It looks terrible.
It looks bad. But you can get the terrible. You can get the daytime games
I will. Like
on
when
CBS.
It's, when it's down to the Monday night and I'm fucking 3-point difference, you know, like, of course I'm watching that shit.
Yeah. That's the only thing you have to stream is ESPN because everything else is the
network. Yeah, network.
You can get that shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, plus your whatever NFL network wants the Thursday game start and shit.
Yeah, that sucks, but that's also streamable.
Yeah.
Or if you got to go to a bar one night a week, that's all right.
One night a week I can't do.
No, he doesn't enjoy four nights a week. That's the only way
Five.
You can do
no,
it.
No. Yeah. If I'm not a regular at a place, like, why would I go?
I'm not getting
if I can't, if
okay.
I can't get one, if yeah. I can't get one free drink a night,
even though I buy seven drinks a night,
I'm like, even ugly
get
girls
one.
Get one drink.
Just because, yeah, I'll get you a drink and all
you know
your
what?
Friends.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever.
You know what? Like where I go and hang out. I get every drink paid for. Don't worry.
Oh,
the manhole hooks me up.
Yeah.
you go as Stevie.
He goes.
Let's just say a friend of mine has taken me places I've never been before.
Oh, Bruce time.
Yeah, let's just say that.
Pleasureville.
Let's just say.
Is it Pleasureville?
Took you to Pound Town. Population.
Have you ever heard of you? Let's just say. Let's just say I've never used the word gape before.
Yeah, what were you talking? We were outside. You were talking about gaping.
I actually don't remember now. God,
glad you brought that back.
Yeah,
he actually talked about shooting somebody, fucking the hole, and gaping
it. Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
That's right. We're gonna pitch. We're gonna repitch the Amy Fisher porn, right?
Like most weeknight conversations, gaping sex hole.
No.
It was a dinner party. It started at a dinner party.
No, this time, Amy Fisher's the wife.
Right.
See, there's a twist. There's a twist.
There's a twist. So and some like fucking 16-year-old bitch comes up with a gun and shoots
right
Amy Fisher in the fucking face.
And then Joey Buttafuoco comes out and fucks her in
Call
her
a bitch.
Face hole.
Yeah. No. Joey Buttafuoco's fucking the new girl while Amy Fisher's sitting there fucking lying, bleeding, dead. Dying on the floor.
Watching.
And then the girl's like, ha, can you fucking feel your right side of your face yet, huh, bitch? Ha. And
smile.
Then, yeah, and then later after Joey's done with the girl, then they go and try to gape the bullet hole. That I.
What do you mean try to? They do it.
No, they do it. Yes.
They succeed.
It's successful.
They do it.
It's Joey Buttafuoco. You think he hasn't gaped a hole before?
He's a freaking
Joey Buttafuoco fucks
Joey
around.
Buttafuoco.
Yeah.
He's a Buttafuoco.
He's a Brooklyn mechanic. Come on now. Yeah. He is a
isn't it Long Island?
He'll
Long
figure
Island.
Out a
he's
way.
A Long Island
it's less
mechanic.
Classy than Brooklyn. Yeah.
Familiar
He'll
with the
figure
monkey
out
wrench.
A way.
Yeah, it was Long Island because she's a Long Island.
Yeah,
Lolita.
He was the Long Island Lolita.
Right.
That's right.
You better
Long
fucking
Island
believe
Lolita.
It.
She had a few plastic surgeries since then too. Is she still
she
a
lost
Long
her
Island?
Eyebrows or something, dude.
She must have put that eyebrow fat in her titties.
She's going for that Whoopi Goldberg look.
Oh,
successful female Oscar winner.
With dreadlocks?
More importantly, Ted Danson was hitting that for a while.
Yeah, he was.
That's how he got his bald spot.
Cheers to Ted Danson. Get it, Ted.
He got so into it, he even got in trouble for making a blackface.
This motherfucker went blackface and still has a career. Like, that's how powerful Whoopi is.
Sam, you dirty bitch.
Everyone knows his name.
It's not because Whoopi's black. It's because she's Jewish. That's why everything was okay.
She is a black Jew, huh?
Yeah, he's fucking a Jew. It's okay.
Hey, give him a
If she were Muslim, it would have been a fucking nightmare.
Dunzo. Whoopi Mohammed, fuck.
Oh, his career would have been over. I mean, not that it really went anywhere.
After oh, that. Come on. Becker was good.
Becker was the shit, and he's on Curb.
Yeah. Bored to Death is
Curb
really good.
And Bored to Death is great. Yeah.
Well, maybe you could correct me.
Yeah, he was in Damages. Damages. That was a big one, too.
You haven't been paying attention.
Why don't you slap me in the face with your cocks while you're at it? Shit.
Fucking.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Ted Danson is a god.
How fucking dare you?
You will not be smirch Sam Malone in my presence.
Apparently, Ted's still dancing. Oh my god,
dancing on Whoopi's grave.
I'm so sorry. I haven't been in touch.
Three men and a baby. Fucking.
Oh my god.
Genius.
One man in a career.
One man, a black woman, and a genius baby. Saying,
where's Gutenberg? Where's Selleck? Fuck that.
Dancing still shining.
Let me tell you something.
Dancing's top dog.
Let me tell you something. Selleck got caught up in the mustache phase.
Hey, we all got caught up in the mustache.
What, he was in that show, The Blue or something? The Blue
But then he shaved it off, yeah. And when he was on Friends
for
a while.
Friends,
yeah. And he shaved it off. And then it just wasn't...
Oh, Tom Selleck.
He just wasn't Magnum anymore.
He's no fucking Magnum.
No, I couldn't picture a guy with no mustache driving a Ferrari like that.
Right.
You know?
I mean, well, after my jizz got stuck in his mustache, that's when he shaved it off.
No, he regrew it, though, because he couldn't get any jobs without it.
Like, I love that you think that Selleck wouldn't know how to handle jizz in his stash. Like, he's had that thing since he was a fucking teenager. Like, he couldn't knock that out.
Dude, that guy is so manly. Just got a comb. Like,
you're fucking naive.
If Tom Selleck came in here... Tom Selleck came in here right now. He's like 60 years old. He would still kick your ass. Yeah.
He's just got a little cum comb.
combs the cum out.
He combs that comb right out.
He's like, it's my cum comb. I'm just first rodeo trend.
He's like, all right, that joke was funny, but I'm going to have to kick your ass now.
You can jizz in
come
my
right
face.
Over here. Come over here.
He turns his tiger hat backwards and just goes to work on you.
and not a literal tiger hat. No.
No, well,
it was a Detroit Tiger hat.
He's a furry,
yeah.
So he had his tiger hat on.
Hold on. Let me put on my aviators while you jizz in my face.
Get the stash.
He's like,
hold
Higgins,
on.
Get me a wet nap.
Let me start up my 1984 Ferrari 380 here.
And bang some chick with crimped hair.
Oh, man.
Oh, those are the best.
I want to go back. Yeah, I totally want to bang a chick with crimped hair on a Ferrari.
It's so awesome.
Little shorts. I'd still fuck every girl in Beverly Hills Cop, too.
Yeah.
No. And
not three.
Your arcs are meeting. You might meet him pretty soon. At that right level.
He's not talking circa 1989 either. He's talking right now.
Right now.
John Derby doesn't fuck around.
I do not. Topanga'd a bunch of old bitches in my house tonight.
Circa Sunday. Yesterday.
Yeah. Line them up.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. I've got to go to NoHo.
Sounds like a party.
What the fuck am I not doing in Topanga Canyon right now?
Oh, God. She's missing me.
Oh, Topanga.
If you need a cameraman for Topanga. That, just let me know.
You don't want to be involved. You just
want
to see it.
I just want to watch.
I just want to watch Topanga get dicked down.
I've actually waited on Corey's best friend like twice. Ryder Strong.
Sean?
Ryder Strong? That's a fucking real name?
That should be his porn name, but that's what his mother named him.
Ryder Strong.
This will teach him right.
Yeah.
This will keep him straight.
Yeah.
We'll name him Ryder Strong.
Ryder Strong Nickelodeon.
Never take it in the butt.
Oh, the boy has met world.
She wanted to name it after Uncle Really, but that was just kind of ridiculous. So just went with Ryder instead.
Ryder. Anybody who names anybody
Ryder.
Both
strong R's.
Ryder.
Or could have named him Stretch Arm.
Stretch Arm.
And then he would have to do gay porn. Named Stretch Arm.
Stretch Arm Strong, you know, it's the whole package. He'd fight crime and
he's filled with corn syrup.
Have a bunch of little kids break them open and shit.
Comes with a little pump and the blue goo
after a while. Oh, that is a bunch of little kids pulling on some grown man.
He stretches. He stretches. Oh.
Look at this. It just stretches and it goes right back.
I got his leg as long as me.
I'm going to wrap it
around a tree.
He's like, look, he's 2 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches, 5 inches. Oh my God.
He keeps growing.
Oh my God. Look, I'm going to wrap it around my throat and see if I can asphyxiate myself.
Go into the yard, see if it goes.
You play with it. Play with it, and it gets bigger.
Look, I don't know how these kids became old Jewish people.
Because everyone turns into an old Jew.
I'm verklempt.
I'm 9 years old, and this is how I talk.
It's kind of like a boomerang. Is I just throw it out there. It comes right back.
It's just a cock.
It's just a wiener.
Forget about it. It'll be all right.
Forget about it.
It stretches.
You stretch it. You play with it. It does cool
just
things.
Just put some sauerkraut on it. It'll be fine.
When it spits, it's done.
Just put it on rye. It'll be fine. Yep.
Dry like butter.
Dry.
Oh, God. If you stretch it, though, you can put it through a bagel. I've done it. Cream cheese, you know, first.
Is that good? You do a full layer of cream cheese so you break through the cream cheese? Cream
yeah, cheese of course. Lube, because you want it to, like, you know,
feels
slide
like a
through very smoothly.
Nice. Nice.
It's like a hymen.
Do you do, like, an everything bagel or do you with plain?
No, well, it doesn't really matter. It's
I guess everything is
thing.
When you're, like, willing to do black, Asian.
Yeah, yeah that's just those like everything.
You get those granules.
That's a gangbang.
Don't
bagel
do a salt
right
bagel. You'll get VD. Yo.
Not only that, it burns like a motherfucker.
Exactly.
Well, it burns your VD.
It will burn. When you're, it definitely will burn when you pee.
More specifically, that is gonorrhea. Yes.
Fuck, I thought it's because I banged that salt bag.
I'm going to say.
It was just some dirty bitch.
Couldn't have been the girl.
That's actually, have you heard that old Jewish proverb? That's how they told if
don't
that's
have
how
sex
they
with
knew.
Bagels?
Well, no, that's how they knew whether it had a venereal disease or not. You fuck a salty bagel, and if it hurts, you've got a venereal disease. If not, you're cool.
Then you just fucked a salt bagel.
But
yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter.
Wait. But isn't lox like salted fucking salmon?
It's
like, come on, that's gonna salmon. Fucking hurt too. Cured salmon.
Why are we fucking lox? We're just fucking a salt
no,
bagel.
No. What do you think is on the other side of that hole?
It's just a bagel with salt on it.
Come on,
that's
dude.
It.
You don't think there's a pink middle?
Hey, if it was anatomically correct, the lox are going to be on the outside, making two little beef curtains,
like labias, like lox
little
labias.
Salmon curtains. Those are beefy salmon curtains you got there.
Oh, you parted my beef curtain.
So are we microwaving these bagels first or just going in dry?
I go
dry. No.
I want mine warm.
Anybody who knows what's good does not microwave the bagels. No. They throw them in the oven.
Yeah.
The oven.
Keep it cold.
Toaster
like
oven.
You should really have a toaster oven
you
at the house.
You should really have a toaster oven. Come on.
Who's
you
got,
don't want
who's got time
you don't
for
want
that?
A cold
I'm
bagel.
Ready to go. I want 10 seconds.
You don't want a cold, dry bagel.
It
give it a quick zap.
Yeah.
You want a warm, moist bagel to put in your cock around.
30 seconds on 80%. It's like in high school.
But that's just an old Jewish proverb. It doesn't really happen anymore.
It doesn't ring true today.
No,
it
doesn't apply.
No. Fuck, dude. I hate my parents right now.
Why? Because
they lie to you?
Why?
My STD test my entire life.
Right.
Oh, I thought because they didn't kill off the Jews when they had the chance.
I used to have girls come over for pranks. Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Ouch.
And we're back to Hitler.
We didn't leave him long.
Someone keeps bringing up Hitler.
Zeke, hi.
I've missed you for so long.
Where have you been?
We're going to rename this podcast to Jewish Ladies and Hitler.
Hitler ain't so bad.
Five Jewish ladies talk about Hitler for an hour once a week.
I liked his
mustache. He wasn't as bad as he looked.
It was a flavor
saver. It was the American media machine that turned him into what he was.
He was misunderstood.
Yeah, his pot down the middle
magazine.
On the side.
He advanced our culture years, thousands of years.
He gave us so much to talk about.
Very well manicured.
His fingernails were amazing. He never once scratched my vagina.
I never met a Jewish man with a mustache like that.
Is there
there's
any
not
video
a lot of
of
I got finger banged by Hitler story. Like
is there any
no,
video
there is.
Of him
there is.
Foaming
but
his
there's
mustache?
There's a whole book yeah. You haven't read.
Yeah, have you never...
You never read Finger read Banged by Hitler?
Diary.
I have cable, I'm not a
I read the book Finger Banged by Charlie
wait.
Chaplin, but I thought it was Hitler.
Wait, you never finished the final chapter of Diary of Anne Frank?
the real director's
attic. Cut of Diary of Anne Frank.
She gets fingered by Hitler, then she fucking dies.
The hole in the attic.
Okay. Then she got fingered by Hitler, then escaped. That was what was amazing about it. Nobody else escaped.
The finger banging?
The Führer banging.
The
Führer.
The sound in the Führer.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's awful.
That's Hitler.
Yeah. We were going to hell before. It's cool.
Well, I thought we were waiting for chapter 3 of that story with Michael Jordan to be finished before, because we have Charlie Chaplin, Hitler, and now Michael Jordan.
Haynes.
The only three people.
You have to be the best at what you do to rock a Hitler stash. Right. Like, you have to at some point have been considered, like, you are Hitler a dominant force in right. what you do, and you can rock the Hitler stash.
Well, I mean, is Hitler the greatest dictator of all time?
No, he's the best killer
of
Jews.
He might be
the most
famous, though. Yeah, see?
Well,
yeah.
Because...
His stats in Jew killing are top.
Only nobody because we're right that. Now, like, we're only, like, what, 70 years away from what he did? You know, like were there greater dictators, like, 5,000 years ago? Probably.
Did they kill 7 million Jews?
Probably.
I doubt it.
It's possible, but
maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe they killed 7 million.
They might have killed 7 million people, but not yeah. Jews.
No, you know what, though? The population was a lot less, so we got to
yeah, exactly.
think about, like,
yeah.
percentage.
Yeah, that's
you got to
adjust.
It's like comparing eras in baseball. Like, you kind of got
to plus, like, he had a lot more access. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, he could go to these different countries, fly over there, bomb a fucking million people, yeah. and...
Well, it's like you know. It's like box office gross. You know, we have to adjust for ticket price these days.
Yeah. Inflation, yeah. things
yeah.
like that.
CD sales, you know. Like the 90s were great because, yeah, they reintroduced CDs for the Beatles and Led Zeppelin. Yeah, they got double the sales of anybody else
yeah.
because they fucking sold 4 of those same albums to the same yeah. person.
So I think it's pretty likely that either Alexander the Great or Genghis Khan had a Hitler mustache. We just don't know.
And they could have eclipsed him.
Well, they must...
Even
Napoleon.
They had it before him. They had it before him.
Oh, Napoleon
that's why
couldn't
he had
grow
one.
A mustache. Yeah.
Why couldn't Napoleon grow a mustache?
Too low to the ground?
He's too much of a girl.
Too much.
Short dudes can't grow a mustache.
Not enough testosterone.
Because he was
God
French.
Damn it. Is that why I can't connect with you?
So why this shit won't fill in?
So was there any old footage of Hitler ever combing his mustache in a video? I mean, if you saw, like, somebody claiming to have, like, Hitler's mustache comb.
I have his special
online.
Mustache comb.
Yeah. Like, passed down from generation to generation of naughty Nazi lovers.
Naughty Nazi. We are the naughty Nazis.
Now, that's worse than
awesome.
Furry.
Yeah, dress up in Nazi.
Naughty
like,
Nazis.
I'm sure it exists. I'm sure people dress up in Nazi uniforms yeah. and go to conventions and bang each other.
It's Jesse James and whoever he's fucking currently. Like.
And they demand the hotel to have a gas chamber there instead of...
You know, if you could just put a target on your ass, that'd be great. Just tattoo it there. That'd be great.
Wait, are we talking about more bullet hole fucking?
No, it was a target with a Nazi.
Oh,
swastika
in the middle.
Yeah, a swastika target.
So that's the hymen you break through every time?
Yep. That's a
swastika hymen.
No, every time you break through it, you're invading Poland.
Oh.
The Polish.
Invading Polska.
Of course you are. Of course
Everybody
you are.
Everybody loves Polska.
So what was that about Jesse James?
He fucks a lot of Nazis. I don't know. You know, besides Sandra Bullock, everyone else he's been with is like some skanky Nazi.
It's
dude.
True.
And
I
she married him, so fuck her.
And I would fucking that Kat Von D bitch, dude. I would never fuck her.
Really?
I'm tatted
really?
Up.
She looks like she smells. Is
she looks like a
me?
Fucking tranny. That's just me. It looks
she
like
looks
she has
like
a
she
cock.
Has BO.
A cock bigger than mine.
I have this weird thing for trannies. So she's really hot.
I'm kind of into trannies. I see people outside fucking her store every day, like. They're like taking pictures from across the street. And they're so excited about it. I've never even seen the show. What's the big deal? I don't get it.
She writes tattoos.
Is
she
good?
She's a great artist, yeah. For sure.
She's all right. I mean,
she tattoos other weirdos.
Wait, this is the tattoo artist?
No, but she's great at.
Is she that hot even?
The black and white.
No.
I'm not a fan of Kat Von D. No. I don't like.
I don't like chicks all inked up.
Right.
You don't like chicks with issues.
I don't mind the ones that are inked up and have
Where
issues,
are you gonna find
but
that?
I don't like ones that are bigger than me and have a fucking deeper voice.
You don't want to get
I
bench do. Pressed and then bent over?
Yeah, no. If I wanted that, I'd be in jail right now.
And plus she sounds like this when she talks.
Hey.
I didn't
hey,
know
guys.
So
you
hot.
Want a tattoo? Dude. I could draw your mom on your back for you. How would you like that?
Every time you look in the mirror from behind, you'll see your mom looking back at you.
Far out, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty rad, dude.
Look into your mom's eyes as you fuck me.
You want a date? You want to go out on a date?
Like me and you?
Take me to the In-N-Out, I'll put out.
It's just down the street.
From wherever you are.
Always ready to go.
Animal style. That's all.
What's the hot dog? What's the hot dog place right down the street from there?
Pink's.
Pink's. Take me to Pink's.
I'll blow you in lines.
Give me, give me the Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, we're gonna be there a minute.
That is a 45-minute wait, so you better get blown in lines.
Oh yeah, she should blow you like four times. Well, she should blow you like four times. She should blow me like eight times in that 45 minutes.
Are you guys standing next to each other in line?
Oh yeah, just one for me and two for him and one for me. Back and forth.
That's how long it takes. You got to do what you got to do.
12 blows.
Handle it.
Kat Von Dick Sucker. Hey. Is that what the D stands for?
I believe that's what it was.
Yes.
Pretty sure that's
each
what
one
was.
Of these tattoos
represents a dude represents, who got in me.
They're all cocks and I've sucked.
Represents each man I bought a hot dog here for.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
You realize that's 25 blowjobs each.
I'm like, there's no part of you that's flesh colored. What the fuck?
It's only a $2 hot dog.
Her for some reason, I have ketchup and mustard all in my hair.
It's a long line. Don't judge me.
That's not ketchup and mustard. That's mayo.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, the worst.
Gross.
Not a mayonnaise joke. Was that a pun? No.
I think it was. Nick.
No.
Nick.
Would you agree?
I like the mayonnaise.
Send it to the pun joke.
Yeah,
there we go. We've been seriously lacking on puns. Nick, what's going on with our lacking on puns this episode?
You know, it hasn't been a real big punny day. I don't know.
Has it been a punny day?
There hasn't been anything bright. Punny enough to make a joke about. So I don't know.
If you guys were punny, maybe I would make a pun.
I'm punishing you guys right now.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm being punished. Wait.
Wait.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, you're 4 and 30. It's time to pun.
I was waiting for that one. I was gonna try and set you up for that.
Were you?
Yeah. I was saying, what's the worst player, least valued player on a football team?
There you go.
Oh, the punter. But I was gonna let you get the punchline there.
Yeah.
Because I'm that nice.
Yeah. Well, no, we want
to just like rush in thinking it was like my great idea too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We want the people at home to drink as well.
We do.
For every pun?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, he just said people rush in, so where's Vlad?
I'm like, you want rush the one guy in. To stop jacking off and drink?
I'd like to. Don't worry. I'm listening at all times. All times.
I hear everything.
I hear. The pun was not good. I would not have made it.
They might have been lost in translation there for you.
No. I know who punter is on football team. They're crap. I don't like. I would kick their ass myself.
I don't know if they're pretty good at kicking
some
back.
Some dudes are pretty swole.
Yeah. No. I don't know. Oh, yes. But they're all pussies. Just ask Martin Gramatica. Come on. Come on.
Why? You know who that What's wrong with Martin Gramatica? He was a great kicker.
Yes. He celebrates like little girl. Hey. He hurts his fucking
Just because he hurt himself
tennis.
Celebrating.
Come on, though.
Give the
what
man a
kind
break.
Of man does that?
Give the man a break. Give him a break.
He broke himself.
Oh, so Vlad, so John does stand up as well. Maybe you should tell him some of your jokes.
Please,
I don't know if I have any more new ones.
Oh, no, you don't have any new jokes?
Perhaps not.
Why don't you tell him an oldie and goodie. We'll wrap up with that.
Okay. I tell you this one again, because it's what make everybody laugh. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Joseph Stalin.
Joseph Stalin.
he fell for the joke. Joseph Stalin. I not knock. I come in. I'm coming in. I'm taking your country, everything. Come on now. Come on now. I not knock.
Oh, are Russian! You serious? Oh, Russian humor!
Oh shit! Oh,
he's so such, good.
He's so gullible. Oh, my God. Where do you find this guy?
In Russia, we have no money.
Oh, now he tried to make fun. Who could we get stabbed on the way out? Huh?
My hands up if you can't see that.
I'm raising my hand.
Oh God, that's fantastic.
Is that it? Are we wrapping up?
I think so. I think we're pretty much out of here.
All right, well, thank you, Jamie Z and John Derby, for coming up. You guys got any shows coming up?
I have one towards the end of August. I don't remember the date.
You might want to find that out.
Yeah, I'll get back to you next time.
Follow Jamie Z on Twitter. That's JamieZ123.
Yes, indeed.
Right? Yeah, at JamieZ123. And John Derby, we're going to get him on Twitter soon. I think I convinced him.
Eventually, I will step into this century, and I do have a show coming up August 9th, Universal Bar and Grill on Lancashire. I'm open.
Ooh, I've played that place. That's a shithole.
Yes, but we actually we get to dictate.
I played it a couple times.
That's a ringing endorsement from Mr. David Duarte.
Worst audio in comedy. But come check it out. It'll be awesome.
That place, if you're looking to watch a band there, don't go. Yeah, comedian, yeah.
You might be able to hear him.
You can laugh there, yeah.
You can laugh there. Yeah.
You can't hear any rock and roll. That's
right. That's good to know.
Well, you can hear it, but you won't be able to hear after. That's the only thing.
You won't be able to hear what?
Anything after.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so
it'll be
fucking
so,
loud.
It'll make your ears bleed.
I thought you're making like a I can't hear you joke kind of thing. I can't hear what?
What?
You won't be able to hear what afterwards?
No, I just really didn't hear him.
What?
I just didn't hear him.
You really didn't. You weren't successful with that one. Sorry, buddy.
All right. And we're out.